Joining us this week from the Edmonton Eskimos is Adarius Bowman.
So you're here with Edmonton Eskimos wide receiver Adarius Bowman. Adarius, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. Very, very excited to be here.
Now, you were a Rider before, so I mean, you're going to be a Rider coming back, getting this new stadium?
Oh, no, I definitely won't be a Rider again. But look, I'm definitely excited about the changes that came around. I remember being here in 08, and I don't know, I don't have the same agent, but I remember calling back, telling him, like, bro, this is stadium I got to play in. You know, he's like, relax, man, you're going to be all right. Just give it some time. And then I remember once the season really started, it don't matter what stadium, these fans around here make anything feel, you know what I mean, like a game. And so I think the community, the city here in Regina deserves it. You know what I mean? It took too long to get it here. You know what I mean? But it's good to see. I think the fans are very, very, very excited, very ready. It's good to see some of the old faces. Like I said, I'm one of the veteran guys now, so it's good to see Kevin Glenn, you know what I mean? Darian Duran, I got to see out here. You know, Mike Riley, you know, everybody knows him. That's my guy. But it's just good to get the players all together, not really beating up on each other. Really kind of, you know what I mean, letting the shoulders loose and really getting to know each other a little bit, get a couple of smiles on our faces, and that's what I've enjoyed about the CFL.
Do you have any interesting, strange, unusual talents that nobody knows about?
I definitely can't sing. So if you didn't know, just don't even try to find out. But, you know, I can bowl. I'm kind of awesome at chess, but I'm feeling scared to say it because I don't know. I ain't had too much competition, but when I was playing chess, I was the man. But actually, I think one of my better gifts is I like to see smiles on people's face. You know what I mean? I try to keep good energy, you know, because I feel like it's contagious. So I try to keep myself as much down that lane as possible, you know. That's maybe why people see me on the field and like, this guy just dropped the football. What is he laughing about? You know, but the way my brain processes, if you can't laugh that off, how do I move on? And, you know, it becomes contagious, you know. So, and they probably knew this, but I'm going to say the one thing they didn't know is I have too much energy and love, and I got to share it with everybody.
What are you watching on Netflix right now?
Netflix right now. I'm stuck to, I can't think of the show right now.
You watching Riverdale?
No, not Riverdale. I heard about Riverdale. What's this, man, I can't think of. Is it Colonies or Colonize or some weird show, man? It's everything got that zombie twist to it these days, man. You can't watch nothing without a zombie end up running across the screen. So some weird movie like that, man.
In the CFL in your time, who has been the best and worst trash talker in the league?
Is it you for both?
Definitely not me for neither. But the worst, the best. I go with the best first. One of the best, and I would put him in that best category because I actually go against him, and that's Simone Lawrence. I would say he's one of the best because it's doing warm-ups all the way till you, like, walk into the bus, you can still hear Simone talking trash. Win or lose, you know what I mean? He's going to talk trash about something. And one of the worst, and this worst isn't meaning, like, he's bad at it, but worse because he's my teammate, and it's annoying. Odell Willis.
Not a fan of that?
I ain't been on the other side. You know what I mean? So that's why I say I'm kind of saying worse, and, like, it probably ain't the full way to go, but when you – because use it on the other team, Odell. Don't use it on us, bro. You see what I mean? Odell trash talks everybody. You know, pick a side. So that's why I will use him as the worst, man. You know, he'll even do it to his own, in himself sometimes. A strange guy, but amazing person, you know?
So if you weren't a football player, what would you do with your life?
If I wasn't a football player, you know what I mean? I think I would. I got this thing for the youth, you know, so anything. I got a degree in teaching, elementary education, mathematics. Only numbers, though. Nothing else I'm going to teach your kids.
Do you know the new math?
Algebra?
I don't know. They have new math, and it's changing addition and multiplication. I don't know. I have no idea.
So if you need someone who needs to learn the old math, adding, subtracting, dividing, and multiplying, I can do that. Yeah, don't come at me with word problems, though. You know what I mean? That ain't my thing. But I would say somewhere in mentoring, anything that can help our youth, you know, volunteer working somewhere. But like I say, our youth is our future. So I would like to be in that type of lane because I think about all the people that's helped me throughout my life, from teachers to coaches to athletic directors to teammates to other father figures that I had. But those are the ones that made a difference for me today. And without those moments, I couldn't really see myself sitting here. You know, that's the real truth. I think we all need that helping shoulder, you know. So it would definitely still be in that category.
Who is the toughest DB you've ever gone up against in the CFL?
Ever. I would have to say Brandon Browner. It's been a while. I know you haven't been around, but my earlier days, rookie year, sophomore, that's who I was going up against. And I had the skill, I had the talent, but I think he might have just been a little Yes, a little smarter, man. Now the league's a lot different, you know. I'm literally trying to tell these young receivers about that. Like, bro, it was a time where they literally could hit you before the ball was in the air. And they're like, what? You know, they throw a flag if you do that now, which I don't mind. You know what I mean? I'll take it, you know. But it was a time where DBs could actually, like, knock you off your feet. And that was – that catch technique was one of the ones that made it so tough back then. You know, I know if you ask some of the older receivers around here, I think they're done now, but you're Matt Dominguez, DJ Flicks, you know what I mean? Andy Fantusa, remember? I remember Terrence Edwards, Rumbie Bryant, Derek Armstrong. You know, I was a younger guy then when all these guys was around. And I remember seeing that for the first time, you know, it was like, what is this up here, you know? But now to see the changes. And like I say, once again, it's for the fan. I think it made it a little bit more exciting for the fans, you know? Who don't like seeing a touchdown, bro?
Great point.
So what keeps Darius Bowman busy off the field?
Oh, what keeps me busy off the field is our youth. Once again, you know, definitely have this very excited about it. Just started a new nonprofit organization this year, Darius for Autism. And we're targeting the area, the teens and adults with autism. And we're really trying to just help them find their passions and that transition from becoming a grade school to defining independence for themselves so they can be out in society and get the same opportunities we get. You know, it seemed like everything's and things are set up for us to be successful. And when I say us, I mean us, you know what I mean? But why not have their lane to where they can be successful, you know? And so that's what I'm really targeting. A lot of funding stops for the government once they get a lot older, you know? So that's been an area that I'm really working on. We're very new, but it's been tons of support, you know? And I think it'll be a lot of growth. And everybody check us out. Like I said, DariusForAutism.com. And it's been amazing. Got great partnerships. Sylvan Learning, that's one of the biggest ones. We got them to put together a couple of electronics and engineering type program. So like I say, just a start, but it's been amazing so far. But that's where my time's kind of going right now. Once again, I love our youth is our future, you know, so that's my ultimate give back. And I think I recommend all of us, you know, all of us players, you know, we've been very blessed, but if you could find a way to keep that ongoing charity, ongoing giving, I think it'll be no way to thank any coach, anything you've been a part of, you know, it'll be no better way to thank this opportunity we was given by giving back.
There's a little bit from Adarius Bowman of the Edmonton Eskimos on Engaging with the Enemy.